Hey everybody, this is Bill Ward from Black Sabbath with the audio diary for March. Today is Tuesday, March the 28th. Yep, it is. And believe it or not, it's raining again. And we got a pretty good storm coming in today. And I'm back at the our house here, our little cottage here in Seal Beach, and the fireplace is on. The fire is burning, and it's just the right stuff, especially with the storm coming in. And we live really close to the water, so the water's kind of churning up, and it's kind of very Valhalla-ish here today. Anyway, I hope everybody's in good shape today and feeling good. And if you're not feeling good, then I hope you're going to get to feeling good. And got a few things to report, kind of from the last time that I spoke. We did the March radio show. We did it last Saturday, the 25th, just gone, and I thought it was a pretty good show. We had Exodus played again. really, really enjoying their what I think is their newest album right now. And we just had an awful lot of good bands playing, kind of melodic rock or melodic metal, whatever people call it these days. I don't know, but we had Endemic and Anthrax playing. Anthrax had a killer song. So we had some nice bands showing up for the Saturday show. On the Saturday show, towards the very end, I made an announcement about something that happened for my wife and I and for our family. I think I might have already mentioned in the last audio diary that my wife and I had been trying to have a baby. And in fact, we actually got as far as the pregnancy, which was great. We've been working for some time on this, and so my wife became pregnant. Unfortunately, we lost the baby at some point on the weekend that I was in New York. We didn't get the news until Tuesday, the 14th of March. And the news was, of course, that the doctors couldn't find the baby's heartbeat any longer, so the pregnancy was terminated. And it's been tough. It's been tough because I'm sure that anybody who's out there that's been a mother or a father, and I'm sure there's a lot of you, as you know, that when there's a pregnancy, the kind of all the instincts come out inside you. And I know that my fatherly instincts were coming out and my fatherly plans. And as a lot of you already know, I'm still a father, of course, to three other children, but they're all individual, they're all different, they're all unique in their own special ways. And and of course this baby too was very special, very, very special to me, and obviously to my wife as well, who has been unbelievably courageous, who has been absolutely spot on with everything that one has to do in taking care of herself in the pregnancy. And we've been it's hard work, taking care. For those of you who don't know, it's hard work. Being involved in the new type of system that we were using, what we call IVF, and which is not a normal pregnancy as such. So we had quite a lot of information about our child, even though the child had not been born. We knew, for instance, that it was a boy, because we had a check on the we checked all the chromosome. On for the for any birth defects and so on and so forth. Obviously, we found out that it was a boy, so we picked a name for him, and his name was Bram, Bram. And Jackie and I are major fans of Bram Stoker, and of course Dracula. So we love the name Bram, and we had decided to call our boy Bram. That was one of his names. We were going to pick a couple of other names as well, but we never got to that. Bram died before we could pick other names. And it's been a tough time. I guess it all started really when, we knew that we were heading to the Hall of Fame, and there was the question of, are we going to play, are we not going to play, and that was kind of on and off. And then there was a decision made by the band to not to forego playing, basically to forego playing and to not play. And we got the word that Metallica were going to play a couple of songs, which was fine by me. I mean, that was just that would just work great as far as I was concerned. And it's a band that I love. It's a band that I admire and I've respected since they made their first record. So, and we've known these guys a long, long time. I'm kind of ahead of myself. Knowing that we were heading out, the flight date for me to go to New York was Saturday the 11th of March, which was also my son's birthday. My oldest son Aaron, his birthday came up on that day. And in our home, we had been my wife's grandmother had been very, very ill. And about 10 minutes before I had to leave to get on the plane, we found out that Grandma indeed did pass away, and that was on the 11th, on Saturday the 11th. It's about, I think it was about 8:45 Pacific time, which would make it 9:45 New Mexico time. Grandma lived in New Mexico, and she died that morning. And it was tough getting on the plane. My wife, even though we'd been expecting Grandma to, to die, it always still comes as a shock. So anyway, I headed out to New York, and we got into New York just in time to make it to our favorite Italian restaurant. Like, everybody's got a favorite Italian restaurant, right, in New York City. And ours just happens to be very close to the Peninsula Hotel. There on 5th and 55, I think it is. I think those are the streets. But anyway, but I guess everybody knows where the Peninsula is anyway. We got in there, we got some food, and I was absolutely shattered, and I was really concerned about, things going on back here with Grandma, and wondering how my wife was. So we spent Sunday just checking in, getting information about the gig, which was to take place on the 13th. That's the Hall of Fame gig. Even though we weren't playing, I still see it as a gig. So, and on Sunday I was with my close friend Walter, and Walter and I on Sunday we went round to Central Park, and it was kind of cold out there, but we took a really nice walk. Walked about 5 miles through Central Park, so lots of tiny animals, and just it was just nice to be back in New York at that point. It was the first time I had a chance to breathe some fresh air for quite a few days, so I really welcome the I really welcome the fact that there was a break, and then we could get a chance to get into some fresh air and have a walk. Contacted Tony on Sunday, and we had a couple of brief conversations. And we headed back to that Italian restaurant again, and I went in there for the Sunday lunch, which was, incredible. They do all vegan food there, and that's why it's attractive to me. And they're just a real nice bunch of people. So anyway, that took care of that. On Sunday, there were just business calls and other things to catch up on. And I started to look at what I was going to wear for the Hall of Fame. And as some of you know, that when I'm off the road, I tend to put on extra weight these days. I don't like that, but it's just something that happens more and more as I seem to be getting older. That weight just piles up on me. So I was trying to look at the clothes which I would have liked to have worn, and the clothes which I had to wear. So, I picked a couple of things for Sunday night, and we were pretty much ready to go for Monday. Monday morning, so me and Walter again heading round Central Park. Again, we had a nice walk. It was raining, which was really nice. And then I had some business to do in the afternoon. I met up with Tony for a brief while, and we had some tea, and then it was time really for the Hall of Fame. And let's see, I forget what time we went round there. I think me and Walter went round to the Hall of Fame. We didn't stay in the same hotel. The Hall of Fame was at the Waldorf Astoria, and I didn't want to stay there. It's a bit too, I don't know. I just don't really like the Waldorf Astoria. But anyway, we showed up about 6:45. We got our passes, badges, and to this day, I've still got one of those, that black thing that they, black strap on my wrist that I have not yet taken off. Somebody clicked it on, and I guess I'm gonna have to, I guess you cut it off. But so far, I haven't taken it off. It's still there, so I might keep it on for the summer. Who knows? Fashion statements, or remember the Hall of Fame, whatever. Hall of Fame, a lot of people there, and a smorgasbord of great musicians from all walks of life. Obviously, with Miles Davis, there was all the jazz guys. And it was really, incredible to listen to them play. I'm just trying to think now. I've on keyboards doing some of the jazz honors was this is Eddie Points. And you know what? I know this guy. I love this guy. And I'm going to mess it up because I'm forgetting his name as I'm speaking to you right now. Anyway, you know what? I might have to come back to that right now. Sex Pistols sent their letter to the Hall of Fame, and I thought that was pretty cool that they made a stand, and they made a stand, and they said, they said where they were at. So I thought that was pretty decent. And then Blondie were there. That was nice to see those guys get inducted. Herbie Hancock. Herbie Hancock. That's the name I was looking for. Surrounded by a plethora of incredible jazz musicians, including another famous drummer and a guy that I've listened to for a long time. I think it was Jack Bichonnet, or I think it's pronounced like that. But you know what? I could be completely screwing this up right now. Anyway, all in all, these guys sounded just out of sight. They were just great. Out of sight. My God, that's something we haven't used for a long time. They did the memorial thing as well, when they show all the they show all the dead people, that's from the previous year. And there was a few people up there that I didn't know had died, and I just was like, oh my God. And this, I got the grandma thing going on inside me. I'm at the Hall of Fame thinking about the wife and the family back at home, and and I'm looking at these other guys and that have died, and it was just really sad. When they rolled all that stuff, it was really sad, They did a kind of a big send-off kind of a thing, I guess, and a tribute for Wilson Pickett, which was cool, I gotta be honest with you, I get a bit, I don't know, here we go, get myself into some trouble, but I get kind of pissed when Wilson Pickett, I love Wilson Pickett's music. In fact, I used to play Wilson Pickett's music when I was 15 years old, It's one of the, Wilson Pickett music was standard in the bands back in Birmingham in the, in 1963, 64. It was just like that's what you did. You played Wilson Pickett music, and Midnight Hour, and the Wilson Pickett music was very, very big in Birmingham. There's a real need for like soul music and reggae, and there's a, we've got a very strong black influence in Birmingham in England, and so being in bands and trying to do gigs, we would always throw in one or two Wilson Pickett songs, "Land of a Thousand Dances," stuff like that. So I'm only saying this to, just to let you know that I'm like totally familiar with the guy. But since Wilson Pickett died, I've heard more of his music played since he died in the last 2 months on radio, and everybody's playing Wilson Pickett, and everybody's like doing the honors with Wilson Pickett than when the guy was still living, and that's my beef, I guess. It's like, hey, play Wilson Pickett while he's still alive, I think sometimes that we forget as time goes on, and sometimes when bands take their accolades or they're honored or whatever, sometimes a lot of these guys, and they don't have a pot to piss in, and I'm just saying it like it is. We see them on the big screen, they're, taking their honors and what have you, and a lot of the times they haven't got the money to even get through the next day. And I'm not saying that was Wilson Pickett's financial situation. I'm just saying that I know of a number of musicians that struggle, and as we kind of get older as well, if you like, there's a lot of things that just are not clicking or happening anymore. Record sales diminish, the touring stops, and that happens to a lot of rock musicians. Yet the accolades still go on, and we keep up appearances. These musicians, they keep up their appearances, and there's a lot of time when the hoorahs and the kind of the accolades, they don't put food on the table, necessarily. They don't feed the bellies of the families, And so I'm not trying to get into anything major here, guys, or anything else, but I don't know. I try to be respectful of my peers, and I try to be aware, at least, that when these guys are getting, their awards and their Grammys, and they're getting their this and their that, that they just, they're not always in the limelight anymore, and they're probably, got some kind of a day job, some of these guys, or they're, living on what royalties they're still earning, and it's not always easy for them. And I just wanted to say that it's not always easy for them. So that's it. That's the statement. It's not always easy, especially for the older guys who have had their days and are still playing out there, still trying to make a living, and playing their music. So my hat's off to those old soldiers. And I think it was really nice that a tribute was done for Wilson Pickett. God bless him. I mean, when we found out that he died, I think we did a on our radio show, we did the honors as well in honoring Wilson Pickett. But anyway, I think I've said enough on that. I think I've made my point, for what it is. Maybe some people disagree, some people wouldn't don't even know what I'm talking about, other people might go right on. It's whatever, but yeah, it kind of pissed me off that we're honoring the man now, and I mean, I've heard more Wilson Pickett stuff on the radio than I heard in 2 years here in the LA area. So there you go. That's it. I guess that's life. Who else was at the Hall of Fame? Black Sabbath. Yes, Black Sabbath were at the Hall of Fame. Well, we all showed up, and I'll take an opportunity here right now to thank my bandmates, Tony, Ozzy, Geezer. I'm going to write a thank you in my billward.com. Somewhere in there, I'll write a column and thanking the guys for being who they are. I believe I've said this enough times. I'm very privileged to be with my best teachers. Ozzy, Tony, and Geezer are my best teachers. They have, by being whoever they are on any given day, they have showed me all kinds of things, all related to music. They've shown me some other things too, not necessarily related to music, but I'm just talking music right now. And they have taught me a lot. And for that, I am forever grateful to them to the day I die. They are, without question, my finest teachers, the best teachers that I've ever had. I love what Geezer said at the on the video clip that we saw. It's that we're about as close as four heterosexual males can get, unquote. I thought Butler was amazing to say that, and I think he pretty much nailed it right there, because we do, we get pretty close. On talking of being in New York, no, I didn't get a chance to walk with Tony in New York. I was hoping to, he was hoping to as well, but we both got different things going on, so we didn't have an opportunity to go to Central Park, which we normally do. And no, because we didn't go to Central Park, we did not find Leaf Man either. Anyway, that can, some of you are scratching your head now. Black Sabbath showed up, and we were honored in the most incredible way by Metallica. Lars opened up with his statements, and James went after Lars with his statements. Both those guys were just absolutely incredible, and they made my night. I mean, I just sat there and I listened to them, and they were so sincere and so loving, and it meant so much to have such a great band honoring us in the way that they did. I thought they did Hole in the Sky absolutely incredible. I wished I could get it actually on a single or something with that version, because I thought they did it absolutely incredible version of that song. I particularly like I thought Kirk's guitar playing was incredible, and I thought James's vocals on Hole in the Sky were just fucking stupendous. I thought they were out of this world. So again, Robert, Lars, Kirk, and James, thanks a lot. You guys were absolutely brilliant, and you know, maybe we can induct you when you, when it's your turn to come into the Hall of Fame, which probably won't be too long. Hopefully they'll, you know, these, the judges or whomever will become more lenient as the Sabbath boots and the Sex Pistols boots get their foot in the door, so to speak. Okay, Leonard Skinner, well done. Well done, well done. They got nominated as well, like about 8 to 9 times, and well overdue for that band. Pretty much the same as Sabbath. I think we both got nominated the same amount of times, but we were never inducted. So anyway, they're in the Hall of Fame now, Leonard Skinner, and I have to congratulate them too. Have I forgotten anybody? I probably have. I probably have. But you know what? It's all okay. We had a good time. Oh, I mentioned, yeah. I just got a prompt. I just had a note put in front of me, but I did mention Blondie. And anyway, had a good time. After we did the press interviews backstage and everything, I had an early morning flight. 7:30 in the morning out the hotel. It was really raining heavy, so I wanted to get back to the hotel and get packed ready for the morning. I finally got to sleep about 2 a.m. at my hotel, and in New York, and then I was on the pl I got on the I got the car. The car came around about 7:30, and we were out of there, or I was out of there. Sorry, I flew back by myself. Flew back to flying back to Long Beach. That's the way they came. Flew on JetBlue, so you know, it's real convenient to come into Long Beach, and it's real close to our house. You know, it's, we're only 10, about 12 minutes from the airport. Anyway, just before we took off from New York, from Kennedy, the captain announced that we were going to stop in Denver for a fill-up, get more gas. Reason being, more headwinds. There was apparently the headwinds were really strong, the westerly winds. So we flew that route. We went to Denver, gassed up, and then flew down to LA. Got into Long Beach, and as soon as I deplaned, feeling a little bit tired from the night before and from the, not too much sleep. Deplaned, put on my cell phone, called my wife, and my wife was in bits. And that's when she told me that Bram had died. So I don't remember much of coming home from New York. Any kind of high, from the gig or from the, any kind of, remembering, the night before. There was some of our friends were there. Brian May was there, of course, and there were other men and women that we know pretty well. So we were saying hello to our friends who we hadn't seen for a while, and different guys that we've known for years and what have you. So it was nice. It was a nice night out. The Hall of Fame, I guess, did everybody proud. I want to thank the Hall of Fame for finally letting us in. I don't think I did that on, when I made my little speech on the podium, which I believe is printed somewhere on billward.com. The very words that I actually said are somewhere to be found. Anyway, I don't remember anything else. My wife told me that the baby had died, and that was it. I came home, and Tuesday, that was a Tuesday, I came home, cried all day. Wednesday, I put on some opera, Pavarotti, and cried all day that day as well. And on Thursday, my wife and I got ready to go to New Mexico to help bury her grandma. And that's what's been going on. It seems like we got back from New Mexico about a week ago, and since then we've been trying to go for the recovery and prepare a little memorial service for Bram. So at this point, if anybody's listening, you want to send any condolences, or if you want to send any email, or if you have personal loss in your life that you would like to share, then please, by all means, you can email us. What we're going to do is we're going to take the email, and we're going to place everything in a kind of a memorial package, memorial capsule, if you like, and we're going to put it somewhere safe forever. And so for those of you out there who want to be a part of this, then this is the time, if you want to send email. If you don't want your email to be seen, then if there's a way that you can send us regular, in other words, if you want us to send something but it's sealed, so you don't want us to see it. In other words, if you've gone through a loss of losing a pregnancy or the loss of a child even, and you want to write that down and feel that loss. If you want to mail it to us, we'll see if we can figure out some kind of a mailing address. If you can go to billward.com, and we'll try and get you a mailing address. But I wanted to let you know that if you do want it not to be opened, it's just a private, a private healing for your own self, then please let it be a private healing for your own self. Send us the letters. They will not be opened. They will definitely not be opened, but they will go in the capsule with everybody else's emails, cards. We have some pet rose petals from Grandma's funeral that we're going to be putting into the baby's capsule. So, but if you want to do that, then you know, that's okay to do that, and we wanted to honor other people's losses. We want to be respectful of other people's losses, and we know that life goes on. And we've been spending time since I got back from New Mexico, basically getting through the pain and just recovering from the two deaths that we've had in our family. I'm hoping to get cracking, or get cracking, but you should get working on get cracking on more stuff. I'm working on Beyond Aston to try and get that done now as quickly as possible. And we've made some very good moves on that. I've been busy with it for some time, and we're in the working process of that. I actually stopped to do the Hall of Fame, and then of course we found out about the baby dying and grandma dying, so you know, kind of work stopped a little bit on that, but I'm hoping to pick it up as soon as I can and continue on with the working out the final pieces of the album. Everything actually is written. It's just now a case of actually production and editing, so on and so forth. I think that's about it. I think I've come up to date. Am I missing anything? No, I get a nod from the living room. I don't know if you can hear the wind. The wind's blowing out there. That's me. That's me blowing. The wind's really blowing out there right now. Sounds like a hurricane coming in. Hey, okay. Stay strong, everybody. Place your head upon whatever you've been chosen to call bed. And I'm going to sign off for now. Take care. All right. God bless. Bye.